Carl here, West Side Gadget Guy. I just wanted to make a little disclaimer, although it is after the fact, with regard to the Vegas 30 shows that we've just been doing. I do not in any way, shape, or form condone gambling. Gambling is not a good thing. If you will notice, there are an awful lot of large casinos and a lot of money that gets spent in the Nevada desert with surrounding the sport, if you can call it that, of gambling. All of those businesses do not happen, all of those casinos do not happen because people are winning money at gambling. It happens because people are losing a lot of money gambling. One thing I can also tell you is, having been through so many different casinos, and we went to the fancy casinos all the way down to the downtown casinos. We really did have the full gamut. And it can be kind of depressing because you can see people like us that are there either... that are there for fun, or they're there for entertainment, or they're there because they think they found the right way to win, or maybe they're just there for, you know, a party. You know, they're dressed nice, they're there to pick up on people, you know, a little bit of meat market here or there. But you'll find that the casinos, the further away from those ritzy places that you go, you start to see some more desolate people. It is not, these people are not gambling for the fun of it. They're gambling because, well, they're short for rent, so they figure they'll go and see if they can make a few bucks to cover rent, or they're short and they don't have the money to go to the market. I mean, these are real people that are there, and they actually look at gambling as a source of income. This is not a good place to be, believe me. Again, having really tried to be methodical about playing and following some strategies and following some rules, we always had the fallback of knowing that, well, this is still a game. You know, the point of this is to have a good time, and the point of this is to see, you know, is one system better than another? Is there some way that you can try and not get slaughtered when you play? And again, it was all in good fun, but I wanted to be sure that everyone understands that I am not in any way, shape, or form trying to condone gambling or trying to infer that there is a magic bullet that you can load up and shoot that's going to make you able to go to Vegas and come home with more money than you left with. That just is not really realistic. I consider the success, this entire project, this last 30 hours, because I didn't leave Vegas without, you know, with a real hole in my pocket. I spent many hours playing, and, you know, again, to be plus or minus 15 bucks is pretty good. I think I ended up with somewhere around 6 hours at the table. Mike ended up with probably just a little less than that. And again, to not get taken down, you know, and lose everything after that much playtime, all of a sudden you do stop and you say to yourself, okay, you see, this is entertainment. This was not income. This is not something we're doing to try and make money. We're really just trying to enjoy being there, have the cheap drinks, be in that environment, loud music, and whatever it might be. Look at a bunch of people and realize we're getting older. And enjoy ourselves. Make it entertainment and not, you know, supplemental income. So I just wanted to make that point because I didn't want the wrong impression to get given. We've actually gotten some more feedback now, and possibly we'll set up an actual meet and greet, and maybe we'll try and plan one of these Vegas 30. Maybe we'll make it a Vegas 40, stay there a little bit longer, meet with some more people, try some different strategies, maybe even try them in pairs, see what we can come up with. Just wanted to make that final disclaimer. Thanks again for listening, and thanks for participating if you did, and I'll talk again with you soon. Carl, West Side Gadget Guy.